One-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
All they asked for last year was a f***ing name for their f***ing band. This year, we're going to give it to them. You're listening to a band that has no name. If you can give them one, you can win cash for the holidays. Your winning hot new band name brings you cold, hard cash. $400 to be exact. The Name the Band contest wants your wild, weird, and wonderful band names for these guys.
Mike, Jay, Scott,
Josh, yeah. Go around the room and tell me what you think of this good name.
Let's just call ourselves Fat and Bald.
That's not good.
The Wesley
Wesley.
You need to complicate. We need something simple.
Okay,
Vermont
Dunker.
About
2,000 questions.
Check out the official rules and entry form at LBRocks.com with as many names as you'd like by December 17th. The winning name will be revealed on December 20th live on your favorite LBRocks Net radio station during the Sound Advice Show at 8 p.m. The Name the Band contest is sponsored by GrasshopperTalent.com and LBRocks Radio. Employees and affiliates of Grasshopper Talent, LBRocks Media Productions, and the Sound Advice Show are not eligible to enter. Blah, blah, blah.
I still think Nasty Scratch was pretty good.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Microphones? Check. Clicker liquors? Present and accounted. How about the props? They're mad. Celebrities? They're dead. Broadcasting? Dreaming. Let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas. This is the ultimate in internet radio.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Let's now join our hosts, Claude Balls
and Trencher.
How's it going?
I'm confused, but okay.
You're always confused.
I'm tired today. That's
sad fact of life.
That's my thing. I'm just exhausted today. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is.
It is now time for the greatest internet radio show known to man, Spank Wagon Radio, and we have a caller.
We have a caller already? Yes. How do we have a caller already?
Let's find out. Spank Wagon, you're on the air.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
Well, apparently they don't want to be. Oh, well.
It kind of disappoints me. I wanted to, like,
Someone obviously was there. I heard him. Yeah. I heard someone chewing on something.
Chewing indeed, yes.
Nothing more disgusting than, you know, hearing people chew on the fucking phone. Yeah. Fuck that.
Could be worse, man.
How so?
Well, chewing is one thing. Chewing is one type of sound.
Yeah.
Crunching is another.
Ooh, good point. Very good point.
Indeed.
Because when you're doing the crunching thing, you know.
It's
Spank Wagon Radio. Hello, caller.
Perhaps they cannot hear us.
No, they can hear us. This shit's hooked up and ready to go.
Crank something.
That's something.
Okay, that's something there.
That's something here.
Let's try that. They hung up. So they can't hear us.
We've got a prank caller.
Indeed we do.
Aww.
But that is proof that our phone system works, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to go ahead and show you.
Way to sell it.
No.
What a way to sell it. All right. Hey, it's Friday. You know, new next week. The greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Even with asshats calling in and trying to prank.
Hey, man. That's flattery.
Yeah, you know, it is. It really is. Let's see. What do we got for this week? Actually, a lot of stupid shit went on this week. We've got
good old standards.
Mad props, dead celebrities. And Jesus, a lot of people died this week. We'll go over just a short list of those people later on.
Yes, today the Grim Reaper had a lot of fun. And we have a kind of a follow-up for another dead celebrity, a very trivial yet funny one to me.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You were talking about... actually, we were talking before the show, like, what was going on this week. And I know I've been bitching about... Because I finally got the nursery done. The nursery's ready to go. The office has been moved to a different room. New desks. The old desk is torn up and out in the trash right now. It's been a shitty week. But I'll tell you what. One thing pisses me off, and I'll tell you what.
Amateur boy's been whacking in my camper.
One thing that's been pissing me God. Great. One thing that's been pissing me off this whole entire week is just the simple fact Apple makes great hardware. Apple makes great software. I have a G4 400, a really old Apple. I bought it in, God, I think 99, 2000. Yeah, 99. All right? I've had it for a long time. It is still the workhorse. It still works great.
And you're excited about that.
I love that. I had to go find an airport card this week. Now, a regular standard, not this Airport Extreme G card, an Airport B card. No big deal. Or so I thought. Until I went going, look, I went to four different places and finally had to order it from the fourth place.
Wow.
Because no one makes them. Apple has given up on them. Thank you, Apple. Thank you for building a computer system that can handle that and then also making a system that, how do I want to say this? You know, it can handle the shit, but yet at the same breath, they make plant obsolescence.
Well, it is antiquated equipment.
It is antiquated equipment, but it's working so fucking well. Why should it be considered antique? Because it's working well. Because
it's old.
Oh, okay. So what? Does that mean, like, for your car? Your car's older than my computer.
But it does qualify in certain states to be antique.
Does it? Okay,
yes, it
okay.
Does.
Maybe
actually
it does. Maybe I do have an antique computer, but damn it, my computer works too well for me to, you know, really think down about it.
You have a very antique computer. How do you run any applications on that?
Very easily and very, very, no, without a problem. Jesus Christ, what are you getting on my case for?
I just think it's time to upgrade.
Todd, you got money for me?
It's called an employee computer loan.
Yeah, it's called, I already took one out for the laptop.
When's it paid off?
Not for a couple more months.
Jesus, mine's paid off as of next paycheck.
Wow, don't you feel good?
I don't know what I'm going to spend the money on.
Hookers?
Yes, hookers, yay.
Solid Snake asked in the chat room, why not just get the Extreme? They don't make it for my computer.
And it is, it's not compatible.
It's not compatible. I got, an Apple user just got bit by the, by the compatibility bug, you know. Everybody in the chat room, actually, yes, let's make that note right now. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only available at spankwagon.net.
If you want to chat with us live... Get your asses to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. Now, if you're one of those types of people who actually are pretty technical and, you know, you're able to use modern, you know, chat programs, our server has actually changed. We are irc.slashnet.org. Yes, folks, we went back to the old one.
And we dumped Sex Tracker,
we
finally.
We dumped Sex Tracker for
because,
the chat.
Because I know a lot of you guys actually do listen to us at work, so we don't want you guys to get in trouble or have any eyebrows raised.
Yes. So we finally got it all, well, you know,
well,
we,
also,
the studio finally moved everything over, and we are, LV Rocks is the chat room.
Plus,
so,
the coup de grace was we were in chat one day. And some dude came up to me and did ASL. I said, I'm a dude, leave me alone. He goes, that's okay. So,
yeah, that would be enough for you. Hey,
it
by
was
the
like,
way.
Dude, damn, you're tenacious. Get the fuck out of here. This is for work purposes.
Yeah.
Which is really odd, especially when you're on Sex Tracker. But
yeah, well,
so
you know.
Now we are on Slashnet.
We're back to Slashnet. By the way, yeah, everybody's in the... Airport cards are only built, you know, to a certain point, and my G4 400 is a tower.
It's for Solid Snake, yes, they make G4 notebooks.
I have one, and so do you. Mine's an 800, yours is a 1.2.
No, mine's a 1.0.
Oh, 1.0.
But they do make them upwards, I think, now of like 1.8.
Yeah, so it's getting pretty, it's pretty quick.
Now, as soon as they can get the G5s out, hey, everything will be good.
Yeah, really, no shit.
I'm looking at getting myself a new TV.
Oh, really? Already?
Yeah.
Okay.
One came into stock, customer returned it, didn't like it, and the case is scratched.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
$1,700.
Wow.
46-inch LCD DLP monitor.
That's everything you've always wanted for a monitor, so that's
right.
Awesome.
So if I get that right there, the employee computer loan's going for the dual G5 2 gigahertz.
There you go. By the way, quick question, why aren't you Spankwagon in the chat room?
Because I was mocking Akari, and apparently no one caught it.
Now, get yourself into being Spankwagon. You know, identify. So now you were also talking, what was this Christmas bonus your mom got?
Yes, my mother's Christmas bonus. Well, as some of you guys know out there, if you work for a company that actually gives a rat's ass, you might get what they call a Christmas bonus. This is a throwback to ancient times in the 70s.
Ancient times in the 70s?
Yes. But basically what it is with the Christmas bonus right there, for instance, you and I, for our employer,
we get free turkeys.
We get a free turkey.
Yep.
I even, at one time when I worked for Smith's Food and Drug,
mm-hmm.
I not only did I get a free turkey, I got a free bag of rolls.
Ooh, bag of rolls! You're a big winner with a bag of rolls!
Can of cranberry sauce.
Hey, I love can of cranberry. I've never knocked that.
Two cans, any choice vegetables.
Okay. What about frozen? Because those are better for you.
No, it was canned.
Oh, okay.
So I said canned. But that was not too bad of a
Christmas
bonus.
No, that isn't.
No, not at all. Granted, they were all Smith's generic brand, but hell, they were just as good.
Yeah.
And like I say, you know, hey, I'm getting a free turkey this year. Hey, it actually saves me a lot of time from fighting for them at the store.
So what did your mom get, though?
My mother got her Christmas bonus.
Of?
A crate of that contains 50 pounds of potatoes.
50 pounds?
They're russets.
Yeah, they but great. Right,
50 pounds of potatoes.
What we need is a few good taters. What's taters, Brussels? What's taters, huh?
Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, boil them, boil them, boil them, mash them. Boil them, boil them, boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, boil them, boil them. Potato, 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 potato. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash.
That's right, you're listening to Cooking in Ireland.
What's for dinner?
Potatoes. Taters. What's taters, huh? What's taters,
boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
That's pretty good, I gotta say. I had no idea you were coming up with that.
Yeah, I kind of thought of that when you were mentioning that earlier about, you know, getting the 50-pound bag of potatoes. I'm like,
no, not a bag, a fucking box, dude.
Well, yeah,
a big box you get from
fucking,
the grocery.
A big fucking box, a crate of potatoes.
Dude,
I'm
and
like,
they deliver
hey.
Pallets of this, too, to all their employees.
That's...
Every employee is encouraged to take home a crate of taters. A crate.
A crate of fucking potatoes.
50 fucking pounds. The guy that owns R.C. Willie, where my mom works right there, owns a fucking potato ranch.
Uh-huh.
A farm, excuse me.
A potato ranch. Yes, where free-range potatoes roll around all day, grazing on Ohio, Idaho, Ohio. God, I fucked it up.
Ohio.
Wow, next I'm going to say is Iowa grass. No, but it's Idaho fertile grasslands. And
free-range, yeah.
Free-range potatoes.
I can just picture road signs by the side of the road.
Yeah, a little potato potato crossing next 5 miles.
Yeah, and then followed by like 3 or 4 little spuds.
Oh, God, what's an immigrant crossing sign?
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, boil them, boil them, boil them, mash them. Boil them, boil them, boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, boil them, boil them. Potato, 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 potato.
One of the engineers here is just staring at the screen, wondering what in the hell is going on.
And he's listening. He was actually in the other room.
He was in the other room.
When he heard the audio come through on this.
How's it going? How you doing?
What was that? It was potatoes.
It's a potato song.
What's potatoes on?
There There you go. So, yes, everybody in the chat room is like, nice segue. And I'm like, yeah.
Perhaps someone would be kind enough to download the MP3 so that way we can bump that in our fly hoopties.
Yeah, really? That'd be funny. Because that has a bass line.
Everyone, close your eyes. St. Patrick's Day Parade, my DeLorean blasting that.
Oh, shit. We hit the end of the song when you said that. Well, you know, DeLorean. You know what? You got an Irish car. Why not?
That's,
you know,
right. That'd be completely offensive. How about I just drive drunk, too?
On potato vodka. there you gotta take it all the way! All right. So, by the way, Spankwagon Radio, we know some of you are not showing up in the chat room. Don't forget, we changed servers. The best way to find out where we're at, CamChat. Just go to that link. It's there for you. You can also watch our ugly mugs.
Yeah,
now
that
Claude's remembered to turn it on.
Otherwise, yeah, it was a very interesting week. I also have to get rid of some vacation time.
You have like 100 trillion hours of vacation time.
So I have 100.
So what are you going to do with your time off? What are you going to do on your vacation from your real job?
Well, I actually work on my car.
Oh, so you're going to be over at my house.
Yeah. Called up DeLorean Motor Company to talk to you about my car. And he sounds like, "Or did you notice any loss in power?" I'm like, "No." He goes, "Your motor's fine, but the oil is chunky. Change it."
Great, I'm going to have another DeLorean in my garage for another 3 weeks. It's almost like, I almost wanted to say, 4 city blocks, but it's just...
That's why I had to pause, dude. I had that same flash.
I had that same flash at 3 weeks. It's not quite as fun as 4 city blocks, what can I say?
I'm looking at times past or cliches that we've all forgotten.
I don't think we've forgotten. I don't think they've forgotten.
Well, no, we didn't forget it because we just brought it up.
Yeah, really. All right. Actually, hey, I was reading this. God, you want to dump fucks in the news? This I've only had internet for half of the fucking week, and I'll tell you what. The shit I have found. Check this out. Spurger, Texas. A school district.
Spurger?
Spurger, you know. A school district won't be allowing what's called cross-dress day. Okay.
Okay.
It's a simple thing they do for every homecoming, every year.
It's like a senior prank.
It's senior fun. It's a fun day, you know.
Okay. Sure.
Now check this out. A parent complained that cross-dress day, or dress like the opposite sex day, an annual homecoming event, needs to be scrapped. According to the tradition, boys and girls reverse social roles for the day during homecoming week.
Uh-huh.
It lets the older girls invite boys on dates, open doors, and pay for sodas. Harmless fun.
Fucking A, dude.
It also calls for guys to dress like girls and girls to dress like guys. So, you know, chicks will be in suits and guys will wear dresses.
Okay.
Okay? One asshat parent, I'm saying that nicely, asshat parent complained that the practice has homosexual overtones.
Oh,
school officials call that statement inflammatory and misleading. Ah, but it gets better, my friends, over in the spank wagon land of truth and justice and whatever Claude way.
Cross-dressing does not necessarily make somebody homosexual.
That is true. The Liberty Legal Institute. Look this shit up, people. The Liberty Legal Institute.
Wait a second. I'm a little worried, okay, because there's something else that begins with Liberty, and it's called Baptist College, run by Falwell.
I think so. The Liberty Legal Institute came to the aid of the parent who was concerned about officially sanctioned cross-dressing. The parent said having boys dress like girls is part of an effort to push a homosexual agenda in public schools.
What the fuck's a homosexual agenda?
I don't know. I mean, do they teach you how to be gay?
What? An agenda? Give me a fucking break, dude.
Yeah, a homosexual agenda.
Come on, homosexuals don't even, from what I've seen, don't even have agendas to go shopping, dude. It's mostly impulse buys. What kind of fucking life agenda do they have for this homosexual agenda? That's just asinine, dude. That's fucking ludicrous.
You know, and then the attorney for the East Trinity School District says that there's no hidden agenda. They say that cross-dress day or cross-up day, whatever it is, intended to be for fun of the kids. Okay?
Agenda.
Still, the tradition is now being scrapped. The district will now hold, get this, camo day. Instead of wearing dresses, they get to wear black boots and army camouflage. You what? You just want them to go militant now?
So let's see. We can look at this one of two ways. They are either promoting Angry Militant Day, or they're promoting Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I think this song hits both of those agendas.
have agendas. Let's start a war. On Camo Day. Stop a nuclear war. On Camo Day. West Texas.
Boy, and there are a lot of hits for a Texas gay bar.
Apparently.
To pay off the lawyer. To pay off the lawyer.
Sorry, folks. I segued and did something off camera here.
Yeah, he's. Oh, this is going to be much funnier. So anyhow, yeah, here we go. So this lady, one single person has just been able to make the decision for an entire fucking school district.
Solid Snake says the homosexual agenda must be waking up before noon so you can catch Christopher Lowell's show. I think right now what I'm looking at here. Kittens and Vikings are promoting the homosexual agenda.
Kittens with the hover packs and Vikings with electric guitars. But that causes me to ask one question though. How is it that one single person can make a complaint? They get this legal back. Matter of fact, let's look up that college. The Liberty. Hold on, we're looking this up right now. Liberty Legal Institute. And we're going to good old standby Google. Liberty Legal Institute. Legal begins with an L, not an eagle. Liberty Legal. 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 No. Not eagle. What does he type? He types Liberty Eagle. Oh, now you even misspelled I before E, except when it's an eagle. What? All right. LibertyLegal.org. Let's take a look. Oh, hey, look. Oh, they have a press release. Let's read their press release. Go ahead and read that.
All right. Today, Liberty Legal Institute came to the aid of a concerned parent requesting an excused absence for her children on official cross-dressing day in her children's elementary school. Tomorrow...
It isn't an elementary school! It's a high school, you bum fucks!
And we're reading this off their page.
We're reading this off of Liberty Legal Institute right now!
November 17th... You know what? Let me read this like fire and brimstone preacher, dude.
Amen.
That's right. Tomorrow, November 17th, is cross-dressing day for students pre-K through 6th at Spurger Elementary School. It is outrageous that a school in a small town in East Texas would encourage their 4-year-olds to be cross-dressers, said Hiram Sasser. Hiram Sasser. Hey, that's a good preaching.
Nice. Man.
Director of Litigation for Liberty Eagle Institute.
Okay, wait a minute. Since when do kids care about homecoming? They do not.
Dude, no, this is great. Who the fuck is this, man? Where is this place right here? I gotta see this.
Let's see where they're from, because they've got to be Super Bible. Oh, Plano, Texas.
Plano, Texas.
Super Bible Belt!
I could Super Bible Belt. Thank you, fucking Powdered Toast Man.
Dude. Why not? I mean, that's
what you sounded like right there, dude.
I mean, that's pathetic. I mean, that's just totally pathetic. Who are we? Liberty Legal Institute, founded in 1997 by Chief Counsel Kelly Shuckerford. Fights to protect religious freedoms and First Amendment rights for individuals, groups, and churches. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, asshattery has thus ensued.
Oh, yes, you know that it fucking has. You know what, man? I think we should fucking play some nice music for this occasion right here.
We have something?
Yeah, I think we can accommodate something for the masses.
All right. But, yeah, everybody, I mean, this is ridiculous. One person in a legal council can scare a school district. That's so sad.
Oh, yes. Then let's rejoice in Bush getting reelected and everybody else taking over. Let's have some music to rush in this new millennium of... especially now since the FCC is going to regulate what we say on cable television and everything else.
Yeah, because, you know, the FCC wants to get... they realize they got a potential income winner here. A wonderful potential income winner here.
So, Liberty Legal wants to go ahead and protect us all from the gay agenda right here. And let's see, that's a little too close to Liberty Baptist right there. I think there's a fucking connection.
Well, you know, if they're protecting religious freedoms, of course there's a connection. There has to be a connection.
That's right. Perhaps we should start considering burning books, too.
Hey, burning books, why not? That'd be fun.
Because, you know, there's a lot of things that can tempt and our young people.
And, you know, while we're at it, why don't we go ahead and make the whole internet illegal?
That's a good idea, because we don't know what kind of predators are out there, not only verbally communicating with our children, but
spreading
bad information out there.
Yeah.
Subversive ideals.
Subversive ideals, like thinking of for your own, you know?
That's dangerous right there. Especially this communist shit like Mark Twain.
Oh, Jesus. That's pure socialism, hell.
Oh, yeah.
What's next? I mean, internet chat rooms are, you know, are fascist. The will of the strong is going to out-troll everyone else, right?
That's right, man. We have to protect ourselves by keeping ourselves ignorant from said things that can just basically sodomize our thoughts.
And we don't want that. We want a healthy moral America, one that's overly religious and overly concerned, because everyone wants to be back in the 1950s with restricted social morals.
Ah, but we need to go further than that. They had television in the 50s.
Oh, maybe we should just go ahead and start wiping out channels unless they show what we demand. And if they vary, we can fine them millions of dollars.
We should actually go ahead and, you know what, we should fund a nice fire and brimstone revival on a national level, dude.
Why not? I mean, the last guys who tried evangelism, sure, they were lured by television and sex.
Of course, and you gotta see... Hey, don't blame PTL and everybody right there. That was just succubi and tempestress that are going through and tempting and destroying good, God-fearing men.
We here at Spankwagon Radio are going to tell you to go ahead and dumb yourself down so you can be in the moral high ground.
That's right, because you know what? You've got to protect yourselves, your children, those around you.
And you have to protect everyone else, whether they know they need it or not.
And you know what? How you go to protect them? Well, you know what? That's at your discretion. Maybe you should just simply silence them. Maybe you should try to, let's say, convince them through whatever means are possible to see your way and agree with you and your stances on things.
I say just sue them.
Suing is one thing, but what does that really accomplish? Sure, we have a monetary dent, but we still have to punish others, don't we? We have to drive this home to everyone that they cannot think individually, because that is bad for everyone else. They have to think as everyone as a whole. That's what we need to do. I can see it now. Sweet salvation of a pure American society of Christians. Can you see it?
No.
Look a little closer.
All right, now back to reality.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much bullshit.
I don't have any other way to say this.
Yeah.
These people are fucking nut jobs.
And it's getting to be worse. As a matter of fact,
you
were bringing up something earlier. You brought up something about the FCC and internet radio.
Oh, yeah. Should we talk about
that? Let's bring that up just a little bit. You brought it up.
Yeah, apparently, with quoting the article right here.
This is from Wired, by the way.
Right. With support from both Republicans and Democrats.
Democrats.
I'm a Democrat! Yeah, fucking, you know, beta politicians. the FCC is poised to get even more aggressive about enforcing, quote, moral values throughout broadcasting, end quote. And they're even want to put cable television under the regulations, as well as satellite radio that you subscribe to, that you pay to see.
In other words, if you're subscribing to these services and they still broadcast out radio and TV and whatnot, they want to make sure that it's censored just the same as regular broadcast television.
Right.
Now, I know, as a matter of fact, that first off, there is a slight argument there, totally slight argument, because of the simple fact that some people get pissed because, yes, they are paying for 100 channels and cable, and they don't want to see what's on all those
channels.
You
know what? And that's a separate fucking rant right now that I'm going to get into. And it's not just simply because I happen to work in an industry related to cable television right there. But we're going to save that because I have a big fucking beef with Consumer Reports as well.
Okay.
Separate issue, but does have to deal with cable television.
But what I'm saying is, though, is, you know, people want to bitch about, oh, you know, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see that, you know. Well, yeah, there's a change of channel. But the argument is, of course, when you're paying for cable, well, I don't want to see that. Well, change of channel, but I'm still paying for that channel. Well, okay, that may be an argument, but Jesus Christ, people, you cannot start pushing everything off like this. So what we recommend here, if this starts really getting serious and they really want to start pushing this through, if the FCC wants to push this through the House and the Senate, maybe we all need to get off our asses a little bit and write a nice letter. Even if it's a copy letter and sign it yourself, add some legitimacy, of course, because this is scary. You know, they want to take over something on that level. And as Claude said, it's a subscription service. You're subscribing. You're making the choice to pay for those services.
Right, exactly. And the thing about it is right there, you are a free and consenting adult. You do what you want, okay? I mean, let's face it, in Georgia, they actually go into people's bedrooms to regulate. Do you know in Georgia, oral sex is illegal?
Weird.
That is considered sodomy.
Okay.
And you can be sent to fucking prison for that, for having oral sex. Completely consensual. But if they find out you're doing it right there, your ass is busted.
In other words, someone is telling you what you can do. By the way, if anybody wants to cue in on this and have any questions or comments,
yeah,
by the way, our lines are always open.
1-866-LB-ROCKS, toll free.
Or local at 383-8120.
Hey, very good. Yeah.
Thank you. So, I mean, y'all, you chime in on your own, folks, because you know, your opinions matter. I know a car here is saying, "Hey, he's paying to see high quality, engaging program that appeals to his many tastes and hobbies." Sure, most of it is porn, but that's a hobby, damn it! But like you said, they regulate. There's what, Alabama, where you cannot have like dildos and masturbation toys or something like that.
Yeah, something like
in
that.
Certain
counties. And the thing about it is, in all honesty, I think we're a lot safer nowadays than we are in the past. And I mean, the thing about it is, I don't think kids are ever going to discover their dad's stack of Playboys, or in some cases, Hustlers, because dad's going to have it on the hard drive locked down.
He should have it on the hard drive locked down, but it's just
I don't just mean locked down.
It's just the same as putting it. It's just the same as putting it in the sock drawer. Okay, yeah, you know it's there. You know you're going to want to try to look at it down the road or whenever you think you can get away with it. But damn it.
Yeah.
It's something you have to. I don't know where I want what I want to say on this. I mean, I'm a little tongue tied.
The problem we have right here is we're punishing unpopular speech by convincing people that it is bad for them. That is how we're going about it.
Okay, I understand what you're saying there. I mean, it's just, to me, it's very irresponsible. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I know our listeners are kind of polarized in one direction or another. You know, they tend to agree with some of our humor, they tend to agree with some of our comments and some of our opinions. They also tend to disagree, but damn it, you know, none of them are trying to, I mean, God, knock on wood, none of them would ever try to shut us down. What would they do?
Fight.
They would. Okay, let's use an example. Let's use a really point blank example. One of our listeners, very randomly listens, Ben, but he's one of our listeners, Wastrel. Okay?
Yes.
Wastrel is a listener. We appreciate having him as a listener. You know, he's someone that we, you know, when he gets in there, he puts his 2 cents and it's good stuff.
Yeah.
But there's times where we even go overboard and we gross him out, or we hit a limit with him that he goes, you know what? I can't fucking take that. And
yeah,
that's fine. He makes that conscious decision to go. And we appreciate that. And we tell him, hey, you're always welcome back. It's not always like this. And he knows that.
Yeah, and there's one thing in particular that always gross Wastrel out.
Corey goes, we're polaroid. Yeah, great, shake it.
You're bipolar?
He's bipolar. I like you, I hate you.
I always thought bipolar meant you were, like, bisexual.
I'm glad you're not a doctor. Well, you're bisexual. What?
But the good news is I saved on car insurance. Yeah,
exactly. If they tried... here we go. So, Kari goes, if they tried to shut down Spankwagon, I'd force someone to go all jihad. Wait a minute. He wouldn't go jihad himself. He would force someone else to do it for him?
Because he has to stay on to lead the rest of the masses.
Oh, okay. By the way, we know everybody's Polaroid. I kind of got that stuck in my head. We know everybody has one say or another because people that listen to us kind of like this.
everyone is always relaxed at first. Then they listen in, and they're like, wait a second, what are they saying? And that's
what
when they just
what
go
are
crazy.
They saying? I wonder how long it's going to take before they get tired of this. How long do you think?
Dude, Bukkake's like Jell-O. There's always
there's
room
always
for
room for Bukkake.
Yeah.
Oh, you know this personally.
Dude, there's a lot of money.
There's always room for Bukkake for you, huh?
Dude, you can break Bukkake down into three distinct styles: Japanese, American, and then German
styles of Bukkake.
Hey, I'm dead serious. Basically, the way you typically kind of get the Bukkake sessions going is Japanese is strictly suit making,
right?
Okay, what they do is you basically just have a bunch of guys that will jerk off. One guy might actually penetrate the lady.
The lady. Oh, listen to you all nice and...
Because it's funnier.
Point.
But yeah, and what'll happen is they basically just go ahead and they frost her. And they typically will go ahead and they will...
Man, speckle.
Well, it's a little bit more than that. This is more like dude stucco.
Dude stucco.
But yeah, and then American, typically, there's a little bit more to it right there. Yeah,
you know way too much about Bukkake.
Well, hold on. American Bukkake, what they typically will do is rather than everybody go at once or something, they'll take turns, and there's typically some sort of an orgy session. Japanese, like I say, dudes will mostly masturbate around the woman. But with American Bukkake, everyone actually has a turn to actually kind of get sucked off a little bit right there. And before they, peak, they'll actually... go on to the next gentleman.
You're listening to Claude Balls. He's got the doctorate in money shots.
European Bukkake is a bit different because the only people that are really into Bukkake in Europe, as you guessed it, are the Germans. German Bukkake is typically a little bit different. That's the most extreme because there's usually some sort of humiliation involved. Not that women in Japanese Bukkake wear jism on their face like a trophy.
Well, maybe they do if they know how much. If we only right. need to know how much they get paid.
But like I say, it actually kind of Japanese Bukkake is the most tame. Now American Bukkake too, you typically will have like two women, perhaps more, and they usually enjoy snowballing. That is collecting the semen in one mouth and then spitting into the mouth of another woman while they passionately kiss.
You know,
or perhaps just fountaining it down. But German is a bit different. Germans enjoy urinating on a woman's face after they've actually ejaculated and then making women rub it together all themselves. It's very disgusting in German stuff. Plus they yell and call them names. Gotta have a hobby.
Unless the FCC determines otherwise.
You know what's really great? Akari says he's got a PhD in money shots with a dollar sign.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Akari, you have just fucking ruined something for me that I'll never get out of my mind. Because the next time I drive by a casino that advertises cheap Jell-O shots right there, with a dollar sign indicating only a dollar... I'm going to, pull inside and see if perhaps there are money shots to be had.
God. Yeah, you would, too.
Who needs mustache ride and a facial?
Facial? Okay, I didn't realize I skipped it up. By the way, I think we've scared away everybody else in the chat room. You are listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net.
I'm Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Balls.
The doctorate of Bukkake.
Dude, Dr. Cocky.
Dr. Cocky. Ah.
That actually kills two birds with one cock.
You can always join us, Cam and chat link on spankwagon.net. By the way, if you want to give us a call and communicate with us, it's...
1-866-LV-ROCKS, toll free.
Or 383-8120, local Las Vegas.
That's right, local Las Vegas here. In the entertainment capital of the world, home to one person, one show, Spankwagon.
One person, yeah. Thank you. No. I'm glad I could be remembered.
That's right. Dude.
Yeah, he was that one guy that ran all the switches. he never really said anything much funny.
I was thinking of, fucking Con, yeah. No, I'm kidding.
He's out there going, what the fuck?
He's probably not even there right now. He's probably hanging out down at fucking 7-Eleven going, dude, check out this Slurpee, man. It's pretty fucking good, dude. Come on, you don't picture that guy going down the street to hang out at fucking 7-Eleven?
I can't picture him hanging out at 7-Eleven. Maybe over the Porta Subs nearby.
I picture that guy goes in with like fucking
$5.
Goes in with $5, gets himself a fucking big gulp, and blows the rest on like those 2-for-1, fucking chicken taquitos with sausage and shit inside.
Oh.
And just sits there just down in that shit right there, crunching away, looking at the ladies, going, oh, yeah.
Down in this neighborhood, if you're looking at the ladies, you don't know what you're looking at.
Hey, by the way, when I went downstairs to get some CDs for the show,
yes,
I actually saw a crack deal go on across the street.
Nice.
No shit. Some guy in a leather jacket was standing out there, whistled at some dude. Other guy came up and they shaked hands, dude, and he passed him a fucking plastic bag.
You realize that makes you a marked man. They now know that you saw them. You just announced it over the air.
See no evil. That's great.
Pain is my power.
They're going to come for you now. They're going to find you.
That's great, dude. Well, you're into the crow.
Oh, yeah.
Avenge me. Because if I go down, you go down.
Fuck, if I'm going to avenge you, I'll be like...
How did I do with those CDs?
You put them behind you on the desk over there, yeah. No, further over. Very good. He grabs someone else's CDs thinking they're his.
There's like gum everywhere. Yeah, I got like this gerbil song.
Oh, hey.
Stuff, man, you want to hear that? Who wants to hear a guy shoving up an animal into his ass?
Where did you get this?
From a coworker.
Oh, Jesus. So we just went from bukkake to gerbil prawn.
Gerbil cocky.
I like the gerbils. They like the gerbils. We got gerbils in our bum for you.
And a pepper bar.
And a pepper bar.
Yeah, I got this song, dude. I haven't listened to the whole thing, dude. This is some weird effing music.
Well, load the weird effing music up. I'm glad you planned ahead for this.
Oh, I am totally, dude. I just wanted to like kind of go ahead and let everybody know. Here we go. This is one. Has anybody ever heard of this guy, Stephen Lynch, by the way? Because I never did. But this guy has apparently some little tunes and stuff he does for a comedy album right here. And I didn't know what the fuck was on the CD. So I, on the way down here tonight, was literally stuck in traffic going down Spring Mountain. Mm-hmm. And this starts to play. Thank you.
Okay, that was fucked up.
Oh, yes, it was. Indeed, it was very fucked up. And this is basically, this song is peppered with fucking Christopher Walken impersonations, too.
That's just weird. By the way, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio!
Only at
spankwagon.net. Thank you. I just wanted to go ahead and wake everybody up.
Wanted to let everybody know real quick, if you're trying to chat with us, we have moved servers, irc.slashnet.org.
That's
room
right.
Is pound LV Rocks. Or you can click on the cam and chat link at spankwagon.net to join us. It's even easier. So,
indeed.
Now, you had another one from the...
Oh, dude, I have a whole bunch of
you have one about Henson?
Yeah, I got one. Fucking Jim Henson is dead.
Well, let's play it.
All right, let's hear this.
Why don't we play that?
Well, let's see. Here we go. Are you ready to rock?
Whenever you are, I guess.
It's cold. Soothing little tale. Did you like that?
That was depressing.
There's a lot of shit on this
CD. I mean, you go from putting a gerbil in your ass to Jim Henson's dead. Who is this person again?
The guy's name is Stephen Lynch. And his songs do get more depraved. Here's a short little ditty that I'm sure you won't like.
Oh, God. I'm sure you won't like this. Yeah. I'm going to go to the next one.
Dude.
Did I just...
Yeah, I told you you wouldn't like
it. What the hell is wrong with this guy?
It's fucking sick, I know, dude. The songs get worse.
They get worse than that? He took his mom to prom, and he's the only one that got lucky that night? Ah!
We're going to save this. We'll save this guy for another time, actually. We're going to have a listening party off the air so you can hear this guy.
I don't know if I can listen any more of this. Ah!
It's pretty fucking bad, isn't it?
It's horrible. Totally fucking horrible.
Yeah, I just love that.
And this is giving you, hey, you'll like this. It's funny. I'm like, no. This makes me wonder about that guy. The guy who gave
it
to you.
Hey, dude, I told you probably won't like it. I knew I'd get that gross out, dude. I don't know, dude. That might be the lowest common denominator for tonight.
I think that has been the lowest common denominator for the show so far.
Do you think we should try to go lower?
Yeah, let's give it one more try.
Okay, no, I'm not going to play anything from this guy. I don't know.
Okay. I'm like thinking you got one more.
I'm going to get you somehow, man. I'm going to get you. I don't know. Hey, the guy sings about his hermaphrodite girlfriend. Every time he goes to please her, he gets poked in the eye. It's fucking weird, dude.
What is wrong with... Who gave this to you again?
The guy Joe at work.
Joe. What the fuck?
He's a dude that's like every... At least twice a week, this guy has a free DVD of shit he's like ripped off from the internet. That's good. You're going to like this, yeah. music going to hear. Yeah.
He gives you this, you know.
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
Tell him, dude, you're like a fucking crack dealer with the DVDs. He goes, dude, it's totally great, man. And he talks like this, too. Because he's from San Francisco. He's a fucking game programmer. He's like, dude, I'm dead serious, man. I go to McFrugal's, and it's like, you know, $5 for 20 DVD-Rs, man. It's a good deal. Dude, I was surprised they worked, too, man. You know, good,
the chat room. I'm sorry, the chat room's like, you know, oat shit. It's like, nice. The virtual one, moving right along.
Yeah, dude. It's
hearing about your mother stripping you on prom night is... Ooh. Yeah, hey, what's worse? It could be in Texas and it could have cross-dressing night.
Ah, god damn. Maybe that's it. You think that's a part of the agenda?
There you go. That's exactly part of the agenda. Because if you cross-dress in East Texas...
And you start wearing mom's clothes.
And this Liberty company or this Liberty legal crap, you know, says, oh, it's happening to your elementary school kids, you dumb motherfucker.
I got some nice songs about child abuse if anyone wants to hear that, dude. Come on, it'll be great. Actually, no, it won't. It's Susan Vega.
Oh, God, no.
Hello, my name is Luca. Just don't ask. I can't believe that, dude. That song actually, like, hit the charts. Everybody's like, isn't that amazing? It's a song with a message. Dude, I'm amazed anybody actually fucking bought that album.
I'm sure it's big in Europe. Big in Japan.
Big in Japan, dude. I don't even have any Tom Waits on here.
So does that mean his mom had a strap-on?
I think his mom pegged him.
I don't know if his mom pegged him. Akari seems to be more concerned if his mom pegged him.
Well, hey, man, Akari's got to ask those questions, doesn't he?
Akari has to know.
Acquiring minds.
Acquiring Akari.
Acquiring Akari's have to know.
He's like, oh, did the mom wear a strap-on? Yeah! Hardcore! Yeah! Fuck. Minimize your little web browser window. Yeah, thank you.
So there you go, so you can see everything.
I can see what's going on in the cam.
Not much.
No, but just two idiots sitting in the cam.
Yep, and you, of course, we're here on Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at
SpankWagon.net.
And we're actually going to go to a break.
Yeah, we are going to go to a break right there because we got some other stuff, and I want to get you guys like prepared for that stuff right there, dude.
Yeah, coming up soon, get your asses in the chat room because the minute we come back from break, we'll dump right into Mad Props. So remember, SpankWagon.net, cam and chat if you don't want to do it yourself. Or if you do want to do it yourself, we're on a new server. It's irc.slashnet.org. The room is Spankwagon.
That's right.
The room is LV Rocks. Whoops. No, the room is LV Rocks. Pound LV Rocks.
Yeah, and let's go ahead. Let's finish that song. Let's follow that song with something nice to break ease everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Spankwagon Radio.
Break everybody's spirit. We'll be back.
We'll be back. Thank you.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
All they asked for last year was a f***ing name for their f***ing band. This year, we're going to give it to them. You're listening to a band that has no name. If you can give them one, you can win cash for the holidays. Your winning hot new band name earns you cold, hard cash. $400 to be exact. The Name the Band contest wants your wild, weird, and wonderful band names for these guys.
Mike, Jay, Scott,
Josh, yeah. Go around the room and tell me what you think is a good name.
Let's call ourselves Fat and Bald.
That's not good.
No. The Wesley Wallace.
Check out the official rules and entry form at LVRocks.com or GrassHopperTalent.com and enter as many names as you'd like by December 17th. The winning name will be revealed on December 20th live on your favorite LV Rocks Net radio station during the Sound Advice Show at 8 p.m. The Name the Band contest is sponsored by GrassHopperTalent.com and LV Rocks Radio. Employees and affiliates of GrassHopper Talent, LV Rocks Media Productions, and the Sound Advice Show are not eligible to enter. Blah, blah, blah.
nasty scratch was pretty good.
You're listening to Trench and Claude Balls, Spank Wagon Radio.
Alrighty, folks. We're back. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio. And that only means one thing.
Well, actually, it means one thing right now. Now is the time for everyone to get... Thank you. It is now time for...
Mad Props!
Yes, folks, this is the time in the show when we acknowledge all of you, our faithful listeners, and the people who found the chat room today. We want to let everybody know that, hey, we're here for you, because we're obviously not getting paid. So let's start it off. First, he who's been in the chat room since, well, actually, let's just do simple props. Let's give it up for Ikari Work!
Mad Props.
Let's give it up to someone who joined in just for the Mad Props. Thus, they're a Mad Prop for iMac Addict.
Mad Props. Next up in the chat room.
It's... Oh, shit. Wilford Brimley's Leftovers. Oh, shit.
Yuck!
Let's give Mad Props.
Like me, I'm a diabetic, and I have fiber. And Mad Props. Up next in the chat room is... Shevigusgishgushkida. You try shit like that again, and your name will be Cab Driver. Mad Props.
Hey, let's give it up for, thank God I got the easy one, Smoothie!
Mad Props!
Also, let's give it up to Virtual One!
Mad Props!
Annoying.
Yeah, I know, but Mad Props are shorter than normal tonight, so Mad Props. Trying to stretch it out, dude. It's called lengthening a bit.
Well, if we want to stretch it out, let's give Mad Props to Ikari Work!
Deja vu. Mad Props!
We'll give Mad Props to the next person who calls us at the studio line, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, local 383-8120.
First person to call in gets serviced by Trench like a seal.
What? No! Ah, damn it. That's how we'll extend Mad Props. We'll just wait. And stare at the light. And clicker lick. Apparently no one's going to call in.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. Toll free, 383-8120. You have 20 seconds to call in.
20 more seconds.
Never win with the prize and the delay.
Oh, yeah, we got to give Mad Props to everyone else. Macadick, Oh Shit,
I'm
Cab Driver.
Mad Props.
Yeah.
Oh Shit, Cab Driver, Smoothie, Salt, Snake, everyone.
Yeah, Mad Props.
Yeah.
Never Mad Props.
Yeah, you know what? I do have to apologize to Ikari, though.
What's that?
Well, there, Ikari was kind enough to send me a little something.
What did he send you?
He sent me music, too. But this is better music.
Oh, God.
Well, this is Japanese rap.
Can we get to that actually in a little bit? Or you want to do dead celebrities or Japanese rap? Because both of them are going to take a while.
That's true, man. But I think maybe we can prime everybody in the mood, man. But you know what? We're going to go ahead. Let's actually save that. But like I said, I do want to apologize to Ikari for not getting that done sooner. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to get that primered up. We're going to nice segue into that. I completely forgot. So Ikari had mentioned it, and I wanted to let him know we have not forgotten about you. So, are you psyched, man?
So, what are we going to do right now? Are we going to do Dead Celeb, or are we going to do the music?
Let's go ahead. Let's do Dead Celeb, man, because I'm a little torn up.
Okay, let's do Dead Celeb.
This week's Dead Celebrity of the Week, Spankwagon. Recognizes you for your triumph of the human spirit.
this week's Dead Celebrity of the Week.
Dead Celebrity of the Week
is Old Dirty Bastard.
He's the ODB, as you could see.
Passed away this week at the age of 35. Complained of chest pains before collapsing Saturday at his Manhattan studio. He was dead by the time paramedics reached him. The cause of death was not immediately clear, but ODB had finished recently a prison sentence for drug possession and for escaping a rehab clinic. He would have been 35. Or excuse me, he would have been turning 36.
ODB.
ODB was a founding member of the rap group Wu-Tang Clan.
The Wu-Tang Clan. Excuse you.
With his unorthodox delivery, alternately slurred, hyper, and yet nonsensical, ODB stood out, in the nine-man clan, and as a solo artist released hits such as Shimmy Shimmy Ya and Got Your Money. He had been working on a comeback album for more than a year, and it was almost finished. ODB, Old Dirty Bastard, one of this week's Dead Celebrities
of the Week.
We have another dead celebrity. This week, we also acknowledge Big Baby Jesus. Autopsy results related will be later on this week, but Big Baby Jesus complained of chest pains before collapsing Saturday at his Manhattan studio. He was dead by... You're going to make me fucking laugh.
Trench is just too torn up. He complained of chest pains before collapsing Saturday at the Manhattan studio, where he's recording his new song. He was dead by the time paramedics reached him, said Gabe Tesorio, a spokesman. The cause of death was not immediately clear, but Big Baby Jesus had recently finished a prison sentence for drug possession and escaping a rehab clinic. He would have turned 36 shortly after that Monday, this last Monday. Big Baby Jesus has many different names, but he was also known most prominently as a founding member of the rap group The Wu-Tang Clan. With his unorthodox delivery, alternately slurred, hyper, and nonsensical, Big Baby Jesus stood out even in the nine-man clan. And also as a solo artist, as he released such singles as Shimmy Shimmy Ya and I Got Your Money. He had been working on his comeback album for more than a year and was almost finished. Big Baby Jesus, dead. Like we said,
well, we got more.
This is a busy week. The Reaper came calling.
We got more. This week's another dead celebrity of the week, Dirt McGirt. Dirt McGirt passed away this week, complained of chest pains before collapsing Saturday at his Manhattan studio. He was dead by the time paramedics had reached him. The cause of death was not immediately clear, but Dirt McGirt had recently finished a prison sentence for drug possession and escaping a rehab clinic. He would have been 36 this week. Dirk McGurk is a founding member of the rap group Wu-Tang Clan. With his unorthodox delivery, alternately slurred, hyper, and nonsensical, it made him stand out even in the nine-man clan. And as a solo artist, he released hit singles such as Shimmy Shimmy Ya and Got Your Money. He had been working on his comeback album for more than a year, and it was almost finished.
Dirt McGirt, dead. Dirt McGirt, dead. A tragic loss.
And finally...
Finally, rounding out the dead celebrity list of the week. Russell Jones. He complained of chest pains before collapsing Saturday at his Manhattan recording studio. He was dead by the time paramedics reached him. The cause of death for Russell Jones was not immediately clear, but he had finished a prison sentence for drug possession and escaping from a rehab clinic. He would have turned 36 the following Monday. Russell Jones, known as many names, was also most prominently known as a founding member of the Wu-Tang Clan rap group. With his unorthodox delivery, alternately slurred, hyper, and nonsensical lyrics, Russell Jones stood out even in the Nine Man Clan and as a solo artist as he released such hit singles as Shimmy Shimmy Ya and Got Your Money. Before he died, he had been struggling and working day and night and laboring on his new comeback album for more than a year, which was almost finished. Russell Jones, dead, 35 years old. He will be missed.
And these are your Dead Celebrities of the Week. Dirk McGurk, Big Baby Jesus, Russell Jones, and Old Dirty Bastard. Let's give a moment.
It's touching, man.
God, there was a lot of people.
Yeah, I know. Let's do a little tribute. What do you say?
Sounds good to me. You know, I was looking at the chat room while we're doing this, and someone pointed out, makes me happy that he died before releasing the comeback album.
Come on,
oh, yeah.
Dude.
Like Tupac didn't stop releasing albums.
Dude, you can't stop Tupac.
You can't stop Tupac.
But
I'm
you know
sure
what,
you
man?
You can't stop this guy. If he was in the studio for a year,
he'd be recording this hit tune.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yay. Give me the mic so I can take it away.
I don't know the rest
inspired
of
fucking lyrics.
This is like one of the worst cases of sampling, too, if you think about it. But you know what, dude? You feel pretty hardcore right now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I could walk down the street away from the studio and not do anything. I'll die. I'll fucking die. Pure and simple. There's no doubt about it. I will die. I'll be like, shimmy, shimmy, pow! Oh, I got shot. Fuck.
Don't kill me. I got your money.
Hey, hey.
But you know what? I do have some heart. You know, in Japan, you could be pretty hardcore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You okay? Yeah.
But you'd have to sound like this.
I'll have the lemon chicken. Thank you.
Okay, it very much scares me the fact that some of our listeners pointed out that this is from a video game well before someone realized it was regular music.
Yeah, I know, dude. Well, do you want something more hardcore?
Oh, God. Ah! I'll leave it for everyone else to listen to. I'm going to take the headset off and run out.
Crank that shit, yo. If you were in Cambodia, you'd sound like this. It'd be hard. Or Garden Grove.
Ontario, California.
Spring Mountain Road.
God,
weed, smoke weed.
Scary shit.
That's inspired lyrics.
That's
a loop of some guy going smoke weed.
Hit that Jap rap thing again.
You seriously want to hear this shit
again? Hit it again.
Fine.
Because we know that Ikari is jamming down his little Miata listening to this. He is the whitest motherfucker out there, and he's listening to this.
In his convertible. That's right, dude. 20s on the Miata, rolling up to the tofu hut.
The tofu hut.
It's an actual restaurant on Spring Mountain, dude.
Nice.
It's in an old Blueberry Hill.
Nice. It's in an old, like, tofu hut.
Tofu hut.
Ding dong dong ding dong.
Smoke weed.
Scary shit. All right, where do we go from here? Because
you really liked that, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, look at me. I'm brimming all over with excitement on that shit. Woo!
You know what's really bad, dude?
What?
I don't know when it's going to happen. Maybe you'll be bored at work. Maybe worse yet, you'll be stuck in traffic. You will think about that Japanese rap song.
Fuck you. You know what? Fuck you. You know why?
Why is that?
You know what? You're right. I am going to be hearing... Oh, shit.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Ikari.
Oh, hey, it's the white guy himself.
Yeah, you know, that thing's great. I'm actually, when we were out there, we caught dead listening to Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and this stuff, but yeah.
I really think you might listen to that. You think Dre is worse than Daikin Kai?
You know, at least I can understand Dre. You know.
Well, who do you think's worse?
Probably these Daikin Kai guys.
You think so?
Because it just sounds goofy as hell. And actually, you know, I forgot to do it. I was going to send you a copy of the actual lyrics translated around. It makes absolutely no sense.
Do they involve smoking weed and smacking bitches?
No, it's like, they actually talk about, like, mathematics. Like, 3 times 4. I don't know. It makes no sense at all. It's just, like, nonsensical Japanese.
Nonsensical Japanese.
But it sounds
Japanese.
Good, I guess. I don't know.
Isn't all Japanese kind of nonsensical when you don't speak the language?
True.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to... Yeah.
All right, back to work. Later, guys.
Later.
Yeah, dude. Dre. I like Dre. You like Dre?
Yeah, Dre's okay.
Dre is very good.
You know, I mean, I can listen to a little bit of it, but I never was a big rap, really big into rap. Never really was.
That's sad, man.
I left that up. My mistake.
One, two. Three into the fold. Dun, dug, and dug, dug, Dre is at the dough. Actually, I can't sing this right now. I'm not in the mood. I'm not in my gangster mood.
Thank God.
I don't have my gangster face today.
You don't have your gangster face. Nice. Okay, that's a scary thought that you have a gangster face.
Yes, I might. Okay, for everybody that can't picture my gangster face, picture Ice Cube, but very white with sideburns.
That ain't right. Hey, let's move it on a little because, you know, one...
We still have some shit to rant about, too.
Tons of shit to rant about. God. Hey, anybody who's into those DVRs, digital video recorders, TiVos, things like that, get ready. We're being screwed over now. When it debuted in 1999, the TiVo was revolutionized, or was considered a revolutionary device, and revolutionized your TV viewing experience. It allowed you to control your screen time and keep it away from advertisers. Hence, you just fast-forward this shit.
Fast-forward. Skip ahead.
It allowed viewers to record shows and skip commercials. And TiVo's slogan originally was TV Your Way. Now, behind the scenes, though, TiVo has been courting advertisers and selling inroads to a universe that no one was going to see.
What's that?
It's considered a new groundbreaking business strategy developed with more than 30 of the nation's largest advertisers, and they're going to circumvent your fast-forwarding. By March, the TiVo viewers will see billboards or small logos popping up over TV commercials as you fast-forward through them, offering contest entries, giveaways, or links to other advertisements. Viewers then can choose to opt in to the ad, and their contact information will be downloaded to that advertiser exclusively.
Fuck that.
And by permission only. And so it's even more direct because they know you wanted to see that commercial. By late 2005, TiVo expects to roll out what they're calling Couch Commerce, a system that enables viewers to purchase products and...
Couch Commerce?
Yes, Couch Commerce. To purchase products and participate in surveys using their remote control. You ready for this? As viewers watch, TiVo records their collective viewing habits, second by second. They will also, in turn, be selling that information to advertisers and networks. Now, we've talked about this before in Spankwagon.
Specifically with the Janet Jackson incident.
Yes.
Where TiVo said, well, it's the most replayed incident ever. And people are like, well, how do you know what we watch? And who was like, didn't you ever read the fine print? And there was an outrage. I'm curious, dude. Are people actually still buying TiVos?
Yes, they are, in droves. They absolutely
really?
Are in droves. People still love TiVos.
It doesn't matter who your provider is, dude. You're going to be able to get a DVR from them.
Pretty soon, but who knows? Maybe this will actually move over to the DVR market. I mean, it can go anywhere from here. Now, for advertisers, it's considered an extraordinary boon, a quicker and more effective way than they've ever had to measure the effects of their TV commercials. TiVo's new strategy means technology that has been, I love this, get ready for this, this is our FCC dollars at work, technology that has been christened God's machine by Michael K. Powell, the chairman of the FCC. It's becoming a marketer's best friend, proving that, try as they might, consumers, that's us folks, can't hide from marketing.
You know, it's one of the most scariest things I ever, ever saw in my entire life. That was a total George Orwell, this is the future and I am damned to it moment.
What's that?
You ever seen Minority Report?
Mm-hmm.
That scene where he's in the mall, no matter what story he fucking walks into, fucking pop-up ads hit him, customized to him for his ID.
Yeah.
That's some scary shit.
That's what we're going to. I mean, we're getting to a point where we are already bombarded way too much with advertising, and everybody knows it. Billboards, TV, radio, the internet. I mean, advertising is everywhere. So this is just another thing, and anybody who's a TiVo user, get used to that, because they're watching you. They're watching your trends. They watch what you fast-forward through, and they're going to continue to try to advertise to you. Now, this shift underscores what industry observers were saying when TiVo started. They were figuring that TV advertising and program must change dramatically to survive. I don't think they expected TiVo to do it for them.
Wow.
Now, these are anxious times for marketers as well, who are faced with a commercial-busting technology that's evolving faster than they can keep up. I mean, we have broadcast-ready cell phones, hyper-reality video games, interactive DVDs, and the Internet, which gives consumers on-demand entertainment and often commercial-free. Not very much anymore. I mean, you watch any movies, you're going to see commercials. You watch any video games, you're going to see commercials. This is truly another step towards the fucking end, where we are constantly getting pushed marketing ideas. Soon, we were joking earlier about the free thought. Well, that's even going to go away because we're going to be thinking in Pepsi speak. You know, pure and simple, it's going to be marketing to that degree.
Oh, God, no. Please, no. Don't make me drink Pepsi Spice.
But that's what I'm saying, though. They will tell you what you like. It's getting to that point. You will like this. You will need this.
Dude, cinnamon and raisin in my Pepsi. Fuck you.
Where the fuck did you get this shit? What's that?
Pepsi Spice.
Okay, well...
It's the new holiday flavor.
God, if I didn't quit drinking soda, I'd try it.
And don't save yourself.
You've tried it?
Save yourself.
Okay, thank you. I'll save. Ad agencies who initially ignored TiVo and its DVR technology are now praising it as an industry saver.
You know what, right here, in all honesty, dude? I really fucking think that, you know what? I think that we all collectively, as aware consumers, man, who have the ability to make a difference, I think that, you know what, we need to take the burden on for our fellow man, and we need to stop this from happening.
First off, the only way you can really stop something like this from happening is convince the idiots out there who this works for.
We don't have to convince them.
You have to add it, sell it to them.
No, you don't.
Yeah, well, how do you explain?
we can just go ahead and do we can go ahead and we can attack this the same way religious zealots do. We can call this some sort of an agenda, and therefore we can convince people that it's evil and that it's going to rule them and control them and make their worst nightmares
people,
come true.
People don't mind to be controlled anymore. We have started becoming more and more of a society and a place that people don't mind being controlled.
No, dude.
Pure and simple.
I'm telling you, dude, if we go through, man, and we, like, we go and we, like, fucking make the... Just put fear into them. Imagine if we could tell them, like, you'll stay home because you won't be able to go to church or something like that, or you know what, dude, you know, whatever, dude. If we can use religious power to our fucking ends, man.
Well, I think we also need to realize that
this is one of those unrefined ideas that I have right
very
now.
Unrefined.
That sounds very gibberishy right now, like I'm fucking drunk. But I'll refine. Basically, I think what we need to do is we need to go ahead, man, and we need to save everybody else.
You know what? The problem is people don't want to be saved. I mean, let's look at the facts. Let's look at the facts. Walmart, one of the nation's largest retail chains, okay? Everyone knows they are fucking evil.
Everyone does.
Everyone does. I mean, it's impossible not to know that, first off, they abuse women's rights. They underpay people. They ruin economic structures of small towns.
Right.
You know, I mean, we have cities and states that are trying to get Walmart to not build in certain locations, but Walmart has the political and the financial clout to beat that. I mean, let's look at the fact. Walmart wanted to build a Walmart on ancient Indian or ancient Incan grounds.
Where at?
In Mexico.
Well, I can tell you one thing right now. There were ancient native... there was an ancient native graveyard in Hawaii that they successfully tore up.
Yeah. And they
and
get
did build upon.
And they get to do that. I mean, that's just ridiculous. We're dealing with this. And if you go to a Walmart, you go to these stores, and you got 40,000 versions of one item.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody is advertising you to buy this, buy that. Buy a Schick Quattro, you get four blades or better. They got a vibrating razor now. A fucking vibrating razor that's supposed to raise your stubble so it shaves closer. Why not shave more frequently? Why not just shave differently? Why not learn to shave properly?
I'm telling you, dude, what we can do is we can make the difference in the world, man. All it takes right there is instead of being negative, people don't want to be changed.
Well, now, here's this. iMac Addict just says, this will keep you away from church. It's a great way to get me to watch commercials.
You know what? And that's for you. But you know what? And I'm not saying this to try to kiss our listeners' ass, but simply because of the sheer fact that you are here and with us, that puts you far above the idiots that we speak of. You are not on the same level. You are elevated.
Well, okay, enough kissing the listener's ass on this, but I mean, I swear to God, I've got my continents and all my places wrong. Thank you. I guess I do not know my geography or my anything.
Ancient history of ancient Aboriginal
history.
Peoples in the Americas.
I'm sure I do. I just, right now, I'm sort of pissed off because the more I read about this, the more the fact that, you know, marketing is such a beast. And one of the jokes that I always hear about marketing is marketing will lie out their asses to provide a product that the techs or the engineers will finally figure out someday.
Oh, yes. And that's always the way it works right there.
You know, and here we have, I mean, we're looking at a culture right now that's so obsessive on product. I mean, it's worse than I think it ever has been before.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's worse than it ever has been before.
Okay.
I think we've throttled back on a lot of stuff, although I think we'll get to be as bad. I mean, good example, which you don't like, is Ernest Hemingway. I forget what book it was, but it talks about when he had, like, the RV and he had his dog and they go across America. He's like, every time he goes into some fucking place, dude, to make you feel clean and sterile and special, everything is fucking sealed in plastic cups and bed sheets and all this shit like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking consumerism hell. Excuse me. You want to know real fucking consumerism hell? The thing is, it's not as bad now as it was back then.
Okay.
We're talking about, like, the General Foods family hour, okay?
I see what you're saying.
You see where all of a sudden
keep going with this.
They fucking tried to
Colgate hour,
right? Sponsor everything out there and just go, we're sponsoring it. Use our product right there, and everybody was just fucking hoard out in whatever way possible they could be. Fred Flintstone smoked fucking Winston's or Chesterfields for God's sake, okay? On a fucking cartoon. Now, I'm not talking about the thing of, oh, it appeals to children. Children have any fucking thing to do with it, so get that shit out of your out of your fucking mind. But the point is, no matter whom or what they could fucking do, they would whore fucking people out to do it, you know? For actors and actresses and public shit here and there, okay? Watch reruns of game shows where all of a sudden on the fucking stand right there, instead of the name, it says Geritol. Shit like that.
Okay, well, a little bit of the game shows, that's one thing. But my point is, though... What are we dealing? Where are we going with this? Because is there going to be a point where everything is brand name? I mean, everything. Back when I was in high school, back when I was in, let's say, junior high, you didn't wear a pair of Wranglers, you know, unless, yeah. you know. That was a status symbol that you were not all that cool.
Right. And the thing about status symbols and things like
hell,
that.
Hell, back then you didn't wear Dickies.
Yeah, no, understood. But what I'm saying is...
And now I'll wear Dickies. I don't know.
Anyhow, you're talking about a good example of how people get groomed early. Now, of course, there is always going to be the dangerous pendulum here. What's worse? I'm getting too far off on a tangent, I know. But of course, you know, what's worse? All of a sudden, everybody has to fucking, you know, buy something to be in or cool to stick with a certain peer trend, or everybody has to fucking give in and be submissive to a dress code. You see, and that's the way the pendulum swings.
You know, at some points though, I don't think the dress code would be a bad idea.
On something, and you know what, dude, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and nobody really fucking thinks about what that means. Nobody understands the point of a slippery slope, or the fact of yeah, that's good right there, but you know, what about the other things? That's like saying let's nuke the Middle East. Yeah, we'll kill all the fucking terrorists and stuff, but dude, what damage would we do in the process?
Right, good point. Now, my thing is though, I mean, and I'll restate the same point over and over fucking again. You know, we're becoming a society where everything is advertising. I mean, everything is being pitched to us as a sale.
No, it's not advertising.
Everything
it's
is
not
marketing. Everything is marketing.
Stop. It's not advertising. Advertising is the ideal of getting something out to you, okay? The fact that we have to play, excuse me, I'm not knocking any of our sponsors or anything. The fact that we play an ad or something like that, that's advertising. Advertising is putting up a billboard. Advertising is doing a blank marketing thing right there. Or excuse me, a blank product recognition thing.
Okay.
Advertising is simply putting out...
Well, but product placement in a TV show, a movie, or video game
that's
is also
marketing.
Advertising.
That's not...
That's also...
No. The thing behind that is marketing. Okay? Advertising is all of a sudden, if I put up a fuck... It, or excuse me. If somebody like Bank of America puts up a bunch of fucking ads around town right there that say, free checking, hey, that is advertising. If they cater to something, such as on the east side of town where it's in Spanish, that's marketing. And the problem with marketing is that slippery slope. Advertising is just simply right here where we go, Vegas hosting is your one-stop shop. Marketing would be if all of a sudden we fucking put in a bunch of shit for anime stuff to appeal to Akari and other people, but told others, you know, and weren't able to filter them down. The problem with advertising is... Advertising is a nuisance. The problem with marketing is cataloging individuals.
In the chat room, Smoothie says it's both. Advertising is marketing. Well, advertising is a subset of marketing, and that's what I'm getting at, dude. I mean, advertising is fucking marketing. Okay?
Advertising.
You're just looking at it from a point of view of you are either marketing to a direct consumer or you're marketing to a broad...
No. What I'm saying right now is advertising is just simply the act of putting something... in a place. Marketing is what is behind that reasoning that dictates where something should be placed. Do you see what I mean?
Okay, but the ultimate effect is both of the same. I mean, right there, iMac Addict says it right there. The ultimate effect is both of the same. What you end up doing, what you're doing is you're marketing your product, you're selling your product. Who cares if you're aiming it or not aiming it to anybody?
This is
going to
be a good rant that I can write up and post on the site. Because I definitely want
to
go ahead.
You need to add more to this. Because marketing, yes, thank you, solid snake. Marketing is a mindset. And what they're doing right now is they're telling us something we enjoy, the TV. Yes, we do get it for free, unless it's cable, of course. We do get our locals for free. We just have to buy the set.
Oh, and dude, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't know if I don't think you ever got the chance to. But for anybody out there that's kind of concerned about this, don't think that people who are involved in marketing are cold, heartless people that have sold their souls and are working for the devil. However, by all means, I want everyone to realize these are people that are in their own little fucking bubble. These people are literally in their own ecosystems, okay, of a mindset
where, that
they,
is true.
Where they don't realize what goes on around them.
Well, they don't realize what goes on around them, and they don't think through the consequences because they can't think of everything.
Oh,
you can't.
And they don't want to. They don't want to.
No.
I mean, marketing is just who. I mean, the problem is we're in the information age now, quite literally, which, by the way, I have to actually go, and I'm going to speak with a class to give a speech on.
Yeah, you got suckered into that one.
Yeah, I kind of did, but I don't have to mention my employer, so it's cool.
Rock on.
They actually don't want me to.
Good.
So it's a
so don't wear a shirt that has your employer name on it.
No, I don't.
Buy a new shirt.
Yes,
you
I
need
do.
To buy a new shirt.
But the point here is, as far as this goes, if you ever deal with a marketing person, you tell them they are wrong, and you have the chance to argue with them and win in a conversation. It's like taking a child and telling them Santa isn't real and mommy and daddy are dead. You completely tear down their world when you have to drag them outside of that bubble and show them face to face what's wrong with something.
Right, but I mean,
it's a moving experience.
You know what? Let's look at how bad it is. I mean, everybody think about what you're wearing on your shirts. And I'm just as guilty about this, and you've made fun of me for this.
Okay.
On my hat, I have NHRA, marketing, advertising that they get for free because I actually like the product. You have a DMC Vegas or a DMC shirt.
Yeah.
And that DMC DeLorean Motor Company shirt, that's advertising. You're
true.
Always advertising.
True.
You can't look right here on the headset. Jensen. Advertising, name branding on everything.
Right.
And they can't give it up.
Well,
and now you can't even fast forward through commercials on your TiVo.
Now hold
what
on.
What if you don't subscribe?
Now hold on a second. Everything you just mentioned right now, like I say, that's just simply advertising.
That's marketing.
It's not marketing.
That is marketing. Marketing.
You know what? This is going to be something we have to have like off show. This kind of thing where we do a write up to present everything.
We're going to have to because as my point of view, marketing is advertising. You're bombarded with marketing all the time. Let's look around the studio. We have Vegas.com posters. We have shit for real drinks called Dickens Cider all around the studio. You know, you can't get away from this shit. What point is it going to be that someone finally snaps? You can't drive down the street without getting it in so many different forms.
The point where everyone's
shit,
finally...
you can't even have a stadium anymore. A fucking stadium named after anything more than Qualcomm or, you know, the Pavilion, Cox Pavilion here in Vegas. Or, you know, they want naming rights and everything. There was a fucking high school that built a new high school stadium that wanted to sell the naming rights. It was a high school.
Yeah, it's because that right there generates revenue. That is what actually gears people to sell their souls out, is so that they can say, hey, how can I be paid for that? And, yeah, I guess in some
And we're all guilty. I mean, I know I'm yelling and bitching about it, but I'm just guilty because I'll drive a Dodge. I'll put a Dodge in my garage.
Correct.
Very old advertising, but that's what I will do.
Right.
You know? Win on Sunday, buy on Monday, you know.
Right, and in marketing and things like that.
And it's effective. I will go to, I looked at, I can't remember what it was. I was looking for something for one of my cars, and I didn't know what brand to buy. Then I thought back to a recommendation in a magazine. Fuck, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, I see what you're saying right there. And like I say, I really want to, with my personal dealings with marketing people right there, I think I should really, like, put this down into, like, a little blender or something, man. Like, you know, and put this on paper. And that's what I'm going to do. That's going to be a project, especially since I'm going on vacation soon.
iMac Addict says, Walmart High, where graduates get guaranteed jobs. Hey, I read an interesting article that says, did you know that Walmart greeters, Walmart employees in building, if you're within 10 feet, they have to greet you?
Well, they're not doing their job.
Well, no, but... anyhow, you know, let's talk also know something just to wrap it up here because we got about a whole whopping 5 minutes left.
I wonder if maybe I should like play some happy music.
Hey, real quick, let me just point out spankwagon.net, great place to go. You can join in the argument. I'm sure this will show up later on in the week. But also go to the site. You could be a registered user. You could be an anonymous user. Post, have fun, vote, just do whatever you want on
Hang
the site.
Hang out, man.
Hang out. Download other shows from the archives.
That's fucking great, dude.
This week, get this. Kmart Holding Corporation agrees to buy Sears, Roebuck & Co., the largest U.S. department store chain, for $11 billion. Where did Kmart get the money? It's going to create then the third largest U.S. retailer.
I have a feeling I should play some background music on this right here.
Sears investors will receive... Paranoid Android, nice.
That's right, dude.
Sears investors will receive $50 in cash or 0.5 share of the new company, which will be called Sears Holdings Corporation. The cash offers 11% more than Sears, blah, blah, blah. It's about cost-cutting and gaining more distribution here. That's why they're merging. there's huge consolidation pressure in that sector. The Kmart chairman will become the new company chairman, while the Sears chairman is going to be the vice chairman and CEO. Kmart came out of fucking bankruptcy to buy Sears?
Yeah, and the thing about it is, I've actually had a very good, interesting conversation about this, too. I think the reason that Sears Holding, which is the name of the new Kmart Sears company, I think it's going to do really
sad,
well.
Sad, because I know, I mean, I still know places that have the whole sign, the old Sears Roebuck & Co.
Yeah, they're targeting Walmart, and I think they're going to win, because one public hatred for Walmart right there.
But everybody shops there, again, marketing dummies.
It's not marketing dummies.
They marketed for dummies.
It's not fucking marketing, dude. It's fucking laziness. That's what it is.
Convenience marketing. Who cares how you look at it?
Now you're, dude, that's a fucking... You're grabbing straws. Right?
I'm not grabbing fucking straws.
You're grabbing straws. Because no matter what I say, you're going to tie it into marketing.
Everything is tied into marketing. Everything. The location of a goddamn store to what is exactly near the front door as you walk in is all about marketing.
But yeah. You might have a point there.
Thank you. Fucking Christ.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Right. You're right.
Humble pie, yes. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, enjoy it. I'd almost give you a teaspoon to eat it, but shoving your face is much better. By the way, yeah, they're pointing out your Kmart closed down a bunch of fucking stores just so they could do this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And like I say, they'll make their money back. They fucking will, and that's guaranteed to happen.
Now, what's going to happen, though? What's going to happen to Craftsman Tools and shit like that?
They're going to stay on. You're going to be able to, like, have Craftsman's at Kmart's and stuff, and Kmart's, like, buying power and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They've already said, because we're going to be a bigger company than Walmart, we can undersell Walmart.
But does that make them the evil? Will that turn them around into being what they are trying to fight?
No.
And who wins? I mean, no. We all win, technically, because we could buy the shit we want.
No, it won't. Because Kmart and Sears, they're different than Walmart. And the reason I'm saying that is their locations are the old five-and-dime-esque setups.
Yeah.
Where they're already there, they're not going to intrude on anything. They're going to become that part of the community. They're not going to fucking bust
away. No, you know what? I could see them becoming more and more where they got to build the bigger stores. Next thing you know, you're going to get the Kmart Superstore with the Kmart Grocery Store. Okay? It's going to happen. It's not right away. No one saw this shit coming from Walmart, you know, 10 years ago when they built Supercenters.
I can see it now. I'm Martha Stewart. Come and buy a new Sears battery. Sears Die Hard. I use it in my jail cell to operate my hot plate. Can you imagine that? Come now to Sears for the new Jacqueline Smith ratchet set. Repair with style. Yeah. Let's just reflect on the future of marketing here for a second. Let's crank this up for everybody. Where will we be in this advertising hell of the future?
You'll be driving down the road looking at billboards that are specifically aimed to you.
And we'll all be left out in the cold. We're so fucking doomed. Martha makes jail uniforms. She makes license plates. Reminds me of an old joke about my car. What's the great thing about having a DeLorean? You can have a car and a license plate made by the same guy. You ever heard that?
It's funny, actually. By the way, Oat Shit's correcting me. Super K, they've been around for ages. You're right. Super K's have been, but
right.
They're not. They've been around for a long time, but they haven't been around for 10 years. 10 years
yes,
ago,
they
no,
have.
No,
yes.
No.
Yes, yes.
Well, at least not in my neck of the woods in the Midwest.
Yeah, and it's very rare in L.A. too.
So, I guess if it's rare in two places, it must be everywhere.
Yeah.
Figure that shit out.
Let's just play this music and listen to it.
Actually, why don't we go ahead and do the wrap-up song?
You really want to do that?
I really want to do the wrap-up song. Rain. We need that wrap-up song after this.
Come on, rain down.
You got the wrap-up song ready?
Screaming. Yeah, dude, I have it totally ready. I'm just fucking, I just really fucking like Radiohead, man.
Cool. I mean, you, of course, everyone likes Radiohead.
Here, be happy. Everyone, get... Your life is horrible, and you're going to buy what we say, so rejoice at good values.
Oh,
I'm sorry. This wasn't supposed to be an Old Navy commercial.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Balls.
We want to say a big thank you to a bunch of people right now. We'd like to say thank you to the mothership, LVRocks.com, for allowing us to sit and fart in their studio chairs.
I put gum on the counter.
I also want to say a big thank you to PlanetRadio.us for syndicating us. And also thank you to Radio306.com for syndicating us as well. Big thank you to RsAnime.com for letting us steal all of their listeners and all their users. And, of course, don't forget, check out LeftWingArmy.com. Smack doesn't know where he's taking it, but I'm sure we can all troll on it somewhere. Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, have been Claude Balls, and this has been Spank Wagon Radio.
Don't forget, you can check us out live or always get us in the archive. Remember, the site is...
SpankWagon.net.
Net. We'll be back next week.
So you better as well.
Yeah, really. See you then, folks.
Spank Wagon Radio. Call now. 1-866-LV-ROCKS or 338-120.
Do not call now.
We won't pick up, but you can call.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.